A sequel to The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum, author of Father Goose, his book, The Wizard of Oz, The Magical Monarch of Mo, The Enchanted Isle of Ew, The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, Dot and Tot of Merryland, etc., etc. Author's note. After the publication of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, I began to receive notes from children, telling me of their pleasure in reading the story and asking me to write something more about the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman. At first, I considered these little letters, frank and earnest though they were, in the light of pretty compliments. But the letters continued to come during the succeeding months and even years. Finally, I promised one little girl, who made a long journey to see me and prefer her request. And she is a Dorothy, by the way. That when 1,000 little girls had written me 1,000 little letters asking for the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman, I would write the book. Either little Dorothy was a fairy in disguise and waved her magic wand, or the success of the stage production of The Wizard of Oz made new friends for the story, for the 1,000 letters reached their destination long since, and many more followed. And now, although pleading guilty to long delay, I have kept my promise in this book. L. Frank Baum, Chicago, June, 1904. To those excellent good fellows and comedians, David C. Montgomery and Frank A. Stone, whose clever personations of the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow have delighted thousands of children throughout the land, this book is gratefully dedicated by the author. End Preface and Author's Note. The Marvelous Land of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 1. Tip manufactures a pumpkin head. In the country of the Gillikins, which is at the north end of the Land of Oz, lived a youth called Tip. There was more to his name than that, for old Mombi often declared that his whole name was Tipitarius. But no one was expected to say such a long word, when Tip would do just as well. This boy remembered nothing of his parents, for he had been brought, when quite young, to be reared by the old woman known as Mombi, whose reputation, I am sorry to say, was none of the best, for the Gillikin people had reason to suspect her of indulging in magical arts, and therefore hesitated to associate with her. Mombi was not exactly a witch, because the good witch who ruled that part of the Land of Oz had forbidden any other witch to exist in her dominions. So Tip's guardian, however much she might aspire to working magic, realized that it was unlawful to be more than a sorceress, or, at most, a wizardess. Tip was made to carry wood from the forest, that the old woman might boil her pot. He also worked in the cornfields, hoeing and husking, and he fed the pigs and milked the four-horned cow that was Mombi's especial pride. But you must not suppose he worked all the time, for he felt that would be bad for him. When sent to the forest, Tip often climbed trees for birds' eggs, or amused himself chasing the fleet white rabbits, or fishing in the brooks with bent pins. Then he would hastily gather his armful of wood and carry it home. And when he was supposed to be working in the cornfields, and the tall stalks hid him from Mombi's view, Tip would often dig in the gopher holes, or, if the mood seized him, lie upon his back between the rows of corn and take a nap. So, by taking care not to exhaust his strength, he grew as strong and rugged as a boy may be. Mombi's curious magic often frightened her neighbors, and they treated her shyly yet respectfully because of her weird powers. But Tip frankly hated her, and took no pains to hide his feelings. Indeed, he sometimes showed less respect for the old woman than he should have, considering she was his guardian. There were pumpkins in Mombi's cornfields, lying golden red among the rows of green stalks, and these had been planted and carefully tended that the four-horned cow